Well, now that we've got Thanksgiving over, now that we've got the Northern Ag Expo over, we've got a lot of traveling to do here in the month of December. And so let's bring on, from MDA Weather Services out in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Senior Ag Meteorologist Kyle Tapley. Good day, Kyle.
Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Good. Let's talk about the weather on the East Coast. You've been enjoying some record warmth, some mighty fine weather lately.
Yeah, we certainly have. Actually, we're based in the D.C. area. We got up to 70 degrees yesterday. So, yeah, it's certainly been warm for this time of the year.
Yeah, we had like 55 or so yesterday, which is very unusual for the Northern Plains in end of November. But we've had a weird, weird month where the early part of November was unusually cold, last part unusually warm. What was the driving factor in our November weather here in the Northern Plains, Kyle?
Sure. Well, in early November, we had a lot of snow cover build up across the Canadian Prairie, so that helped to set up a kind of a cold source region for the Northern Plains. So a lot of that cold air was transported down from the Canadian Prairies down into the Northern Plains and into the Midwest as well. So we did have, like you said, that cold start to November. But then things really began to turn around as we got into the second half of the month. A lot of that snow melted. We had kind of a change in the upper-level pattern, and that's led to a lot more warm air across most of the central and eastern U.S., and really most of the country has been well above normal over the past week or two. That we're continue for the next few days, but then we're going to be having a change, it looks like, as we get towards next week.
You know, up here in this part of the world, we always know winter is eventually going to show up. So what is going to dislodge some Arctic air, and do you see any snow in the forecast for us?
Yeah, we're certainly going to see that some colder air working its way into the region. It looks like as we get towards, like I said, remain in this warm pattern probably through the weekend, early next week, and then we'll really see some colder air working its way in as we get towards the middle and end of next week. And even beyond that, it looks like we remain in a colder than normal pattern now. It does look like the strongest cold, at least relative to normal, will be a little bit to the east of you guys, into more of the Midwest and diving down to the southeast, but you're still going to be below normal, like I said, starting probably by the middle of next week. As far as snowfall is concerned, it doesn't look like it's going to be incredibly snowy here over the next 10 or 15 days, but I do think we will see at least some light snow as we get into the kind of the 6 to 15 day time frame. So really, again, beginning by the middle of next week through the middle part of this month, I think we will see snow chances increase, but it doesn't look like it'd be real heavy snowfall at this point, at least.
All right. Well, good. I'm not ready to crank up the snowblower just yet.
So.
And the cows in the feedlot have been enjoying some nice daily gains, but the winter wheat is not very cold hardy down in the Central Plains. Are they going to have a big hit of Arctic, and will that be a problem?
They're going to be turning colder there as well, but like I said, I think the strongest cold is probably going to bypass the winter wheat and the plains, at least, be directed more towards the Midwest. And even there, I don't think we're going to get quite cold enough to cause any kind of winter kill issues or any kind of real major problems for the wheat crop, maybe just some minor issues. But it will certainly, you know, like you said, it hasn't really been tested all that much with any real cold air so far, but I don't think it's going to get quite cold enough to cause any major issues.
Okay, good. And in the Northern Plains, same thing, although we have no snow cover, and we probably have seen some green up again with these 40s, 50s, especially across South Dakota, some 60s and 70s recently. So.
Right. I think maybe in North Dakota we could see a few temperatures dropping below zero in a few spots as we get towards the middle of the month. So depending on how much snow we pick up between now and then, that could cause some issues. But like I said, I do think we're going to see at least some snowfall here coming up as it begins to turn colder. So that may mitigate things. But I think it's probably a marginal threat at this point to the wheat crop.
Okay, very good. Visiting with Kyle Teeny, who is a senior ag meteorologist at MDA Weather Services out there on the East Coast. All right, Kyle, look into your crystal ball a little bit further down the line. For the Christmas holiday, turning the calendar page to January, it hasn't been that bad of a winter so far. Do you see it getting serious?
We do show temperatures remaining colder than normal across much of the eastern half of the country as we get into January even. But we're not showing extreme cold at this point. We're showing temperatures, you know, averaging for the month of January about in your neck of the woods around a degree or two colder than normal. So certainly much colder than the past couple of winters, which have been record warm across the U.S., but not extreme cold either. So it'll feel a lot colder than last year, but relative to normal, not all that cold.
The one of the state climatologists said this might be the winter of perspective, because even if we get normal temperatures and average snowfall, it's going to be a lot worse than it has been. So it might get exactly. Winter might get real serious, even though it might be average.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like I said, record warm the past two winters. So even if you are just a degree or two colder than normal, it's going to feel pretty cold.
Yeah, for sure. All right. The temperatures and a lack of snow that we have had, above normal temperatures, lack of snow cover, but things are going to change, but not that bad. That's kind of the general forecast for the month of December?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, certainly a significant change from where we have been. But again, I don't think we're going to see the extreme cold, at least in the plains, that would really cause any major issues for crops.
All right. All good news. Thank you much. Kyle Tapley, MDA Weather Services. I hope you have – I know this is going to be a shocker as the eastern half of the – or eastern third of the U.S. goes much below normal. But I guess for the west of the Rockies, are they going to be on the other end of the spectrum and go warmer than normal?
They have been rather warm as well. I think they will they're not going to see any real cold air west of the Rockies, but it doesn't look to be extremely warm either outside of perhaps Southern California. But generally the west will be slightly above normal, it looks like, over the next couple of weeks.
We've got a lot of snowbirds that have already exited the Dakotas for the desert southwest, so they're the smart ones this year, it looks like.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Kyle Tapley, thank you very much for the visit, and have a good rest of the winter and a happy holiday season.
All right, same to you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.